Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh,
well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio. Hilltop Radio.
Listening to the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see. Whoa,
see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B.
Coronavirus, coronavirus, just get real.
The best mixer.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Welcome to
it's World Play DJ season, baby.
Hey guys, it is Thursday. You guys already know what it is. It's the Plug Documentary Radio Show here on Hilltop Radio Show. That's right, I'm your host, In the Saddle, Too Sweet to Be Sour. You guys already know what it is. It's DJ Sean. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's coming on. I want to thank everybody that's already been waiting. Thank you for being part of the Hilltop Radio Show. This is the Plug Documentary Radio Show. We've got a tight, up-and-coming independent artist that'll be on with us in another 10 minutes here on the Hilltop. I want to thank everybody that tuned in to my 7 o'clock show with me and Doc Honeycutt and 60 Minutes. Pastor Virgil Pingley out there from Long Beach and Dr. Ted Sutton over there in Baltimore, Maryland. Real powerful show, guys. We're bringing them back on again next Thursday night on 60 Minute on the news show. Make sure you tune in Monday. We're going to have mothers that lost loved ones, whether random shooting acts, police through police, or peers. They're going to be on with us Monday at 7 here on the Hilltop Radio Show. That's DJ Sean and Doc Honeycutt, 60 Minute. In 60 minutes. Also tomorrow night here on the Hilltop, we have the one and only Kenny Burke will be in the house with us on our Funk series, which is Black Friday here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Again, man, I just want to thank everybody that keeps Hilltop number one, all the listeners, everybody that follows me, everybody that reaches out to me. I just want to thank you guys. I want to thank people that have participated in the shows and the DJs that take time out of their schedule to be a part of the show and the artists that allow me to, you know, to work with them and play their music here on Hilltop Radio Show as well. The A-list artists as well that, you know, that have came aboard and we played their music and had a good old time here. And the co-hosts, you know, my co-hosts that have taken time out of their schedule to be a part of the Hilltop Radio Show as well. I want to thank you guys because you guys do matter on what we do and how we do it, you know, over here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And all the ones, you know, people that still mad, upset, you know, looking for ways to get out and trying to find a way to get out instead of just being honest with their mouth. It's all good as well too. I'm not mad at nobody. I speak with my opinion. My opinion is my opinion, and a lot of people don't like how I introduce my opinion, but it's my opinion. So again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Plug. Doc couldn't be with me tonight because she is on a business conference. But we're getting ready to go into Yo-Yo, her latest here on the Plug, y'all.
First we out, no we back friends. We both got problems, I must admit. Getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control. Getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control.
Is Yo-Yo not baby to you? Cause you never come through with the truth. You a fuckboy and I got the proof. You too loose, so I'm cutting you loose. It's my grind that's been keeping me lit. It's the sun that's been keeping me kissed. It's some sweats that been keeping me thick. And I ain't cutting, I ain't north doing shit. Damn. Damn, nigga, what the drama about? Don't let me pull up on the grass at your mama house while your lazy ass sleeping on your mama couch. Steady popping hot shit, but you copping out. I'm about, I'm not the type to sit back and be quiet. I'm a riot, you tried it. Either you with me or you can get ghost in the drop while I'm coasting the coast.
First we out, no we back friends. We both got problems, I must admit. It's getting out of control.
Keep a bag and take care.
as we are. No, we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control.
Long as he keep it hunting with me, spending bands don't stress me. I'ma sit this ass on him, know it's heavy like a hefty. Any, mini, mighty, mo, keep a nigga on his toes. Once he get a taste of B, he ain't never letting go. I'ma let you do your thing, cause I ain't tryna be your main. Bags, I got a lot of them. He upgrade the Rolly, bought me Louis, so I'm proud of him. I'm bossed up, pretty face, body on sheesh. You gotta be a boss when you coming at me.
Ha!
I'm Brittany Z.
La, T-Rain, I'm the girl that he dream about. Not a basic chick, don't need no man for no clout. I'm a West Side princess, for real. I keep the handle on my left and on my right. Try to play
first
me in a fight.
No, we back friends. We both got problems. I must admit, it's getting out of control. No, it's getting out of control.
Welcome to the show.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How about yourself? This is
Scotty Mack, man.
In the house here, you guys, here on the Plug documentary radio show along with DJ Sean, man. Tell everybody a little bit about who Scotty Mack is, man, and welcome to the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's an honor to be here. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. Scotty Mack, a.k.a. Mr. S-C-O double T-Y Mack, coming straight out of Long Island, New York. I'm a hip-hop artist, hip-hop recording artist and live performer, coming out of Amityville, Long Island, New York. So I've been doing this for quite some time. I've been writing since I was 15 years old. I've been in music since I was 7. I started out playing the drums, so doing the math of how old I am now, I've been in the game for, I've been in music, doing music for like over 25 years, and I've been writing my own music and recording it since well, writing since I was 15. I took my music as a hip-hop artist a little bit more serious when I graduated from college. So I'm here now doing my thing and representing Long Island and representing the globe right now, man. So I appreciate you having me on.
All right, man. Strong Island. Long Island, Strong Island, Andyville. Wow, okay.
You know.
Good spot, man. Well, man, who, you know, you said you started at 15, man. So who influenced you to get in, you know, the hip-hop rap scene, man? Who was that key person you can think, man?
Oh, man. You know, the key person? I mean,
yeah.
I grew up around hip-hop my entire life. You know, I got uncles who were DJs. I had an uncle who was actually a well-known rapper around Long Island for a while. He rapped with the likes of, like, Tiz Markie and Craig Mack, you know, who are from Long Island. But my biggest influence that really got me in was definitely, and I'll say, and I'll put him over anybody any day, is Nas. Nas was my biggest influence growing up. And he's, to this day, Nas is still still my favorite MC of all time.
Oh, wow.
I love that man right there, man. That's my guy.
So you went from Strong Island all the way to Brooklyn.
Yeah, and then Queensbridge and back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You might get some good brownie points for that for everybody out there listening, man. But yeah, Nas is one of the best in the business, man. He's one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
I love what he brought. You know what he brings to hip hop. The attitude that he brought to hip hop. You know, and shouts out to Roxanne Shanté on, you know, her movie. You know, she did portray Nas in that movie as well too. So a lot of people that didn't know that.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, you know,
yes,
shouts out to Roxanne Shanté. Yeah.
Yes, for
doing that. You know, that was a big look on her behalf, and you know, you know, Strong Island, you're doing your thing, you know, you have history. So how's the you know, the music business now for you than when you started, you know, at 15?
Oh, man. Well, the biggest thing is that when I was first starting to write, I was just writing because I love to write. My mom is a published author. So, you know, writing was kind of in my blood growing up. So when I got to a point where I wanted to start writing on my own, I decided, hey, you know what? I want to do this because, you know, my mom writes, but I also love to write. And at the beginning, I just said, I'm going to write my lyrics and then I'm just going to write them down. And then eventually I told myself I'm going to put music behind it. And then I did. And then when I went away to college, I kept on writing, filled up notebooks and notebooks full of stuff. But I mean, just full of it. And
wow.
When I came home, I decided I was going to try to start doing this a little bit more serious. And then I saved up my money when I came home and I bought some recording equipment. I put it in the basement of my house and I didn't know a thing about anything. Like, I didn't know about mixing, mastering, none of that. I just knew I have dope lyrics. I got great beats. I'm going to put it in this microphone, record it, and I'm straight. And it did catch the eye of a local promoter, and I started performing out here on Long Island. I started out as a hype man for people before I started taking myself into the realm of performing solo. And, you know, a lot of people would tell me that I had so much energy on the stage that I deserved to have my own spotlight. So I took that to heart and really worked on my craft to get there. The thing about it was, when it came down to the business side, that was a whole, I found out when I first really started taking it serious that was a whole different ball game.
That was
something that that was going to end up taking me on a journey that I didn't know if I was ready for, but I was hungry for. But at the end of the, and the reason why I say it like that is because just because you're hungry for something most of the time doesn't necessarily mean that you're absolutely ready to do it.
Ooh, so there you go, man.
Hold on
a second, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Say that one more time so the people who listen can let that marinate in their minds to the other artists that, you know, that are out there listening. Say that one more time, what you just said.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, gladly. Just because you are hungry to do something doesn't necessarily mean that you are ready to do it. So I had to learn that. And I didn't realize how much business, the intricacies of the business side of the music industry, and because I had to be taught and had to learn that in this day and age, you can have all the rapping talent, the singing talent, the dancing talent, whatever the case may be. You can have all that talent in the world. You can be the best in your block, best in your town, best in your city, best in your state, best in the country. You could. But at the end of the day, you can have all the talent in the world, but talent in the music industry in this day and age is 10% of the game, 90% business. So
exactly.
I had to understand that business side. And luckily, I had some great people around me who were just teaching me and giving me all these nuggets of wisdom. And what I ended up doing was I started to create a buzz for myself simply because I wanted to learn about the business side. Now, this day and age, we have this little interesting thing called social media. Well, I started being able to use my social media as a business tool to help me in my career. And I realized that that was something that in this day and age, while most people don't necessarily try to use it for a lot of other reasons,
mm-hmm.
I decided to use that platform to help me in my career. And what it's done is it's created more opportunities for me to grow as an artist. Because mm-hmm. when you understand the business side of the industry, that's actually going to take you farther than the talent, believe it or not. Because there's a lot of talented people in the game. There's so many talented people in this really heavily saturated game of the music industry, and especially the hip hop industry. But if you are just doing it to rap and not doing it for understanding the business side, you could end up being stuck. And I didn't want to be stuck. So that's where I ended up learning the business. And I'm partnered now with one of my boys. His name is Rogues P. My team, my label, Dark Rain Royalty LLC. He is one of the most knowledgeable people I've met in the game. He's given me a lot of information. He's one of the most unselfish people I've ever met. And I thank him a lot for giving me some of these nuggets of wisdom, because I can tell you now, without a lot of his business acumen, I'm not sure I could be sitting here talking to you right now. So shout out to my man Rogues P and my team Dark Rain Royalty. But I know that was a lot of info, my man. But I just felt
square one. Man, you said that your mother is a published author. What type of books does your mother do or have done, in her career?
My mom actually, she started out writing just regular fiction, because my mom is also a patient of multiple sclerosis. So she wrote a lot of books. The first couple of books that she wrote, the protagonist of the book, the main character, was specifically a woman that had multiple sclerosis. Mm-hmm. And then she actually, later on, she created a wedding guide for four-figured brides called You Go Down the Aisle in Style. And then after that, my mom has just written a plethora of romantic fiction books. And she's written a lot of romantic fiction books. And one of the things that's interesting about it is my mom has written a lot of romantic fiction books that has sports integrated into it. And one of the reasons why is because my brother and I, we were really big on, and we still are, we love sports. There wasn't a day that went by when I was in school that my mom didn't catch my brother and I watching ESPN or a Giants game or a Knicks game,
man,
or anything like that.
Giants, man. I knew you were going to say Giants.
Hey,
I
bleed blue, my man.
But it's the wrong blue, but you know what I'm saying? I know you're from New York, man, but it's... You bleed blue, but it's wrong.
Who am I
sticking
with right now?
Damn Dallas Cowboys, man. Cowboys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your 20 plus years of losses.
Yeah, man.
Here we go.
Hey, but listen, Well, listen, y'all going to put up what we put up with Jason Garrett the next 10 damn years. You ain't going to see the playoffs.
Well, until the Cowboys can get to a Super Bowl in this millennium, then we can have a conversation.
That's true. And also, Scotty Mac, I didn't mean to cut you off. Also, we got on the line is the one and only DJ Ralph from the DMV. He's on here with us as well. So Ralph must be a damn Redskins fan. So he started laughing as well.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Oh, God damn. I knew I got to cut you off now, man. This is the last night you were on the damn show, man. I'm going to tell Wiz you banned. Tell DJ Wiz, man, your ass is bad, man. I love you, Kelly. I love you, but you ain't bringing that damn Kelly Green on here.
I'm gonna play the fight song next time. When I finish that mix for you, I'm gonna put the Eagles fight song.
Okay,
in
now.
Ain't that some shit? But no, man. I would love to. You know, if your mother's up to it, man, I would love to get her on one of my shows, man, and talk about, you know, sclerosis. It's a disease. A lot of people have, and they don't talk much about it, but to be an author and still put up with it, you know, she needs to be on the show and her too, man. So I would love to interview
my
her.
My mom is
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, she's been my mom has been bravely fighting and living with multiple sclerosis since I was 9 years old. So
wow.
You know, and So over 20 years she's had it.
Wow. And to accomplish things, you know, DJ Ralph, with that, man, that a lot of people can accomplish things, you know what I mean? Because they just let the disease, you know, slow them down or, you know,
absolutely,
not allow them to do nothing. But when you have someone that's taking time, and I know we're getting off from your interview, Scotty, but I just wanted to, you know, it's people. People have backgrounds in it, and they need it. It also needs to be heard as well as, you know, that, you know, your
absolutely
mother's going through this as well too. It's not, you know, for nobody to feel sorry for you. You know, you know, that's your mother. You only get one mother. You know what I'm saying? So
we let the
people know who. See, not only we're allowing the people know who you are as the artist, but now we're letting the people know who you are as Scotty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without the mic. So that's what we do a little bit here on the Hilltop, man. But still, you know, hats off to your mom, man, for doing what she's doing, man. And
absolutely. She if I had to pick somebody other than artists to be an inspiration, my mother's definitely up there. So
oh yeah, hell yeah, man. I'd do anything for my mother as well too. You know, a lot of us don't have them, but my mother's still here, and my grandmother's still here. You know, my grandma.
There you go.
She's still holy hell. She still talks shit and still walks the same as well too as if it was 20 years ago, man. Cuz you out in a minute and keep getting up and going, man. That's how it is, man. But yeah, man.
I hear you.
Yeah, man. I'm proud of that you put your mom up there, you know, in front of everything, man. So, you know, Strong Island, you know, doing your thing, man, the industry. So let me tell you this, man, ask you this, man. How does the other barrels respect Scotty Mac, man, as an artist?
Oh, man. I get a lot of love from everywhere, from especially the barrels. I mean, I'm a, you know, especially like the one barrel that I know for a fact that really does great job of supporting me is definitely Brooklyn. Brooklyn showed me a lot of love, man. I get a lot of Brooklyn. Part of the reason for that is because I've worked in Brooklyn for the last 5 years. So, you know, working in Brooklyn, they show me a lot of love out there. I performed in Manhattan. I get a lot of love in Manhattan. Performed in Queens. I get a lot of love in Queens. The only borough I haven't been to and performed in is actually Staten Island.
Okay.
The Bronx I've been to. I performed in the Bronx. Okay. I've been out there in the Bronx. Uh-huh. I get love out in the Bronx because I got family in the Bronx too. So, but Staten Island is the only borough I have not been to. Okay. Eventually, I will get out there. But the borough know me, and they gravitate toward me because I bring a lot of energy and passion wherever I go, whatever I do, whenever I'm performing, you know. And here I am now talking to y'all, and I'm sure that I got some people in the boroughs who are listening right now. So shout out to the 5 boroughs of New York City. I hope all y'all are staying safe, and you know, we're doing your thing out there. Thank y'all for your support.
Yeah, man. Definitely. That's what's up. Man, so what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to get in before we get into your jam. Let everybody know, man, where they can follow you at on that social media, man. Where they can hear your music and things like that as well too.
No doubt. So if you follow Scotty Mac, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is MRMAC040. That's Mr. Mac 040 on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. My Facebook page is Scotty Mac 40, ScottyMac. You can find my artist page on Facebook, and on Twitter, it's the same handle at Scotty Mac 40, ScottyMac40. You can find me on all those. Those are my active social media pages. Find me there. You could also, if you get a chance, and you go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page, you can also find my website, my Wix site of ScottyMacENT.com. You can find me on there as well.
All right, we got DJ Ralph. DJ Ralph, let everybody know who you are, man, and where they can find you at as well, man.
What's up, everyone? This is DJ Ralph Hunter. My mobile DJ company is DJ Ralph Hunter Productions. I can be found on the web at www.ralphthedj, RALPHthedj.com. You can find me on Facebook under DJ Ralph Hunter Productions, and also on IG, even though I don't use my IG very much, DJ Ralph Hunter Productions. Again, out of Laurel, Maryland, been DJing for a while, still enjoying it, love it more now than I did as a young kid, and I just love connecting to other people that are in music and love music.
All right, man. Thank you, man. We're going to get ready to go into Scotty Mac. Man, go ahead and shout your jam out, man, so we can get that played for everybody out there listening, man.
No doubt. So this right here that you're about to hear, ladies and gentlemen, is my brand new single titled Get to Know Me, ScottyMac. Brand new jam, brand new single just dropped on my birthday. So make sure y'all go and hope y'all enjoy that, and make sure you go and stream that once you hear it. I think you're going to like it. I guarantee it. Get to Know Me, baby.
This is a World Play DJ's exclusive.
I'm S-C-O-T-T-Y Mac. Get to know me. I put it down every spot I'm in. I shut it down. Now this ain't a circus, so I don't clown around. Giving y'all a new sound from L.I. to the Bay. Quit sleeping in the hay. Dawn of a new day for hip hop. Take it to the tip top. Won't stop breaking through these beats like a bull in a china shop. Had the hard decision to fit on your boy Mac, not the Andre Jordan. So you know I won't flip flop. Wanna get a piece of me? Nah, can't handle that. By the end of this, I might leave your ears handicapped. Martin Lawrence, better run tell that to your friends. Feel like it's a standard time. Fall back like a wild boy, a homeboy, I'm a threat. Put these lame am haters to sleep, tell them to make a bed. Don't wanna test me when I'm standing at the helm. I'm Freddy Krueger, the nightmare on Elm. Here we go again, another new sound. Bass always bumping, put your ears to the ground. Keep it real, no fiction, always on a mission to be the champ, baby, and we go pound for pound. Here we go again, another new sound. Bass always bumping, put your ears to the ground. Keep it real, no fiction, always on a mission to be the champ, baby,
Mac.
I'm a nigga teacher cause I certify the wordplay. Call me Rick Ross cause I hustle all day. Better do what I say, put this here on replay. Call me Tiger Woods cause I'm mastering the floor play. Ha ha, a good chick knows the real deal. Praying at my feet cause I took her to the holy field. Leader of the ship, call me captain. Y'all already know what it is, man. Life in my action. Just wanna stick me like Siggy.
algebraic constant. Here we go, man, another new sound. Bass always pumping, put your ear to the ground. Keep it real, no fiction, always on a mission to be the champ, baby, and we go pound for pound. Here we go again, another new sound. Bass always pumping, put your ear to the ground. Keep it real, no fiction, always on a mission to be the champ, baby.
Radio show, you guys, called Get to Know Me. Oh man, when I first heard it, I started bobbing my head. But let's go to DJ Ralph, man. Is that something? What do you think, man?
Oh, I definitely like the single. Like you said, you started out saying I bobbed my head. That's my first indicator of a hot track. So my head is bobbing. I'm looking at my notes here, right? So I got nice, smooth, slick production. So I'm feeling the production good. And then the hook got me. And like I said, I was bobbing. And then mm-hmm. there was it sounded like a slight tempo shift as he got into the first verse. And mm-hmm. it was smooth. And it took the track up just a touch, but the groove stayed the same. This
groove
is
stayed the same.
Track I would definitely play without hesitation. Without hesitation. And during that hype part of the night, you know, when we. It's coming on, it's building, it's on, and then bang,
mm-hmm.
it comes in.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And you notice one thing that I noticed, and this is, I didn't listen, this is my first time listening to it as well, Scotty, because that's what I'll start doing now when artists bring me their music now, and it's coming from such as, shout out to MJ Connect, when it's coming from a real PR, you know, firm that deals with a lot of clients, I already know that the music is, you know, 9 times out of 10 is going to be hot. I really don't listen to it as well anymore like I used to. But what I've noticed, mm-hmm. DJ Ralph, is that I ain't hear any foul language. So that comes from mm-hmm. good upbringing from his mother being a writer. You know what I mean? He said
yes, indeed.
His mother being a writer influenced him to write music. So that's that indicates right there that, you know, you don't need a bunch of cussing to be creative in the art of music. So my hats go off
right,
to you
Louis.
As well too, man.
Thank you.
For that.
You know, I hate to jump. Let me just interject into this one, because what's interesting about what you're saying is when I came up, you know, obviously I did what a lot of other rappers do, you know, cursing and cussing all through there. Not all the time, but the one thing I've always done is I've tried to keep a foul language out of my lyrics, because I truly believe where you can be very creative in what you say without cursing. I've always believed that. So a lot of people tell me that I spit incredibly crazy bars, and my bars don't have a lot of cursing in them. I pledged myself to keep profanity out of, and keep profanity and a lot of stuff that's vulgar out of my lyrics, because I have a lot of fans who are, you know, school kids, and a lot of young fans who are school kids who, for lack of a term, may have worse mouths than me, and I'm an adult. But but at the end of the day, you know, I want these kids to realize that you can have a favorite rapper and have a favorite rapper that doesn't curse. You know, Will Smith was like that growing up, and Will Smith never curses in his lyrics, and he's one of the dopest MCs to ever walk this earth. So And I just felt like, you know, I really didn't want to curse. I have songs where I have done it, but I've tried to limit it to the point where I'm not doing it so much. Unless I have a mood where I'm really, really angry, and I just have to get it out. But that's very rare for me. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate that feedback, man. Thank you both.
As an artist, I get it. I mean, there's going to be times where that kind of language would be accepted and warranted. But like this, you know, getting back to this record and the fact that there's no cuss words, I can play this anywhere. I can play this at a millennial wedding. I can play this at a club. I can play this at a private party, and nobody's going to look at me like I'm crazy. So they're the groove kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not offending anybody. I'm not offending anybody's grandma. And that's as a mobile DJ, that's very important to me.
Very important.
So, yeah. Hey,
that's
yeah,
right.
Man. Kudos.
Right. Right. And another thing. Another thing to pick it back off DJ Ralph is a lot of DJs such as myself. I don't want to hear a cuss. I don't want to hear a track with a bunch of cussing on it, man. Because it could be a good. You could have a good beat and the flow is nice, and you know the artist is doing his thing, and then you get to the point where, you know, the M bomb, you know, the F bomb, the B bomb, and then you're like, wow, there goes putting it on the radio. And then when you go back and ask, well, did you make a clean version? No. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So now you're taking money out your mouth. Now you're taking money out your mouth because the DJs, you know, we get tired of playing a lot of music with a bunch of cussing in it these days now because we, like DJ Ralph says, we're doing other things than, you know, we're doing weddings, we're doing family reunions, we're doing private birthday parties, you know, we're doing private, you know, club scenes where they give us a playlist, but sometimes we can sneak a song in there, you know, every now and again. But then when you have a track that's hot and people come up and say, man, who was that, you know, a while ago that you played
who was
a while
that?
Ago?
Yeah.
So now we're taking your track and we're being your distribution company. You know what I'm saying? Because we're distributing your sound and giving it to other people to go, you know, not giving it to other people, but telling other people who it is so they could go and find it. Now you have a fan. Yeah, they don't
rest.
I don't understand what we do and how we do it, but yeah, track is
everything. It's amazing. It's amazing
now. Yeah.
It's amazing how it works because what a lot of people forget is that hip hop started with the DJ. So if you really wanted a record to be broken, you got it to a well-known DJ.
Mm-hmm.
and they broke the record.
Yeah.
That's how, what I think that gets lost in translation today in the industry because of social media. I'm just going to keep it a buck with y'all. Like, that's part of the reason people think that you just put a clip of or something onto, like, Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat, and the most recent thing you put it on is TikTok. It goes viral, I'm telling you, like, the problem is that very few of the tracks can go viral on those platforms. But if you do it the old way where you get it in the hands of a DJ that's doing things like weddings and private parties, you have a song that people are going to love and like, and they act, and then they walk up to you and say, hey, who was that? Where can I find that song? And then you give them the information, which, like you said, that's how fan bases are built.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. Anything else you want to add, DJ Rao? And again, I thank you.
No,
thank you for taking time out of your schedule in short
thank
notice
you.
Being here
it, man.
Tonight, man.
Yeah. No problem. Definitely a hot track. You're going to have to put that in that folder for me, DJ Sean. So
yes,
that
sir.
I can start playing some of these. I took a week off from my Facebook Live this week. Just what was going on. I just want everybody to pause and take time out. I'm coming back next week, and I can put this one right into my set that I'm going to put out there. So we can get Scotty Mac out there next week, even more.
Yes.
And you know something, DJ Ralph, now that I got you on here, I actually have a little bit of something that I don't think you've probably heard. If you actually need it. I actually have some other stems of, like, I have the clean track, obviously, that you could play. I also have this other stems that you could use, like, I have stems where I have just the lyrics with, like, acapella you could throw on other beats and things like that, because I know you're
right.
A DJ.
Oh, yeah,
and
I
could use that as, like, a service package, so if you need it, I could always send that to you so that you have it.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure you have, we'll exchange information. And
absolutely. Shout out
to your social media.
Please do that, and we'll connect, because, you know, I got to give a shout out to my management for telling me that's a step to take, because a lot of artists don't do that. So I'm giving some of you artists a nugget right now. DJs appreciate when you do stuff like this. So that's a nugget for y'all right there. Dropping gems on them, man.
Dropping knowledge. That's right. Each one teach one.
That's right. Scotty Mac, again, man, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule, man. What I'd like to do is I would like to bring you back on one of my Monday night shows. On Mondays, I do a show called Indie Artist Live Radio Show, but it's a showcase. And what I do on the showcase is DJ Ralph is part of that showcase. I bring in DJ Ralph, DJ Wiz, DJ Devo, and DJ Kev Nice. Kev Nice is from California. Ralph is from the DMV. Wiz is from the DMV. And DJ Devo is from Delaware. And I bring on also producers, A&Rs, A&Rs from different labels and stuff. And what I do is we play your music, and we get honest opinion, man, constricted criticism and their honest opinion, man. If you would love to, you know, come back and be on one of my Monday show, man, I can get you set up and see how, you know, you may never know, man. You might get a nice deal or a nice distribution deal for your music.
If I don't think you would be offering that to me if you didn't think it'd be beneficial for my career, so I'm down.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because these guys, they, you know, Ralph is on here and he can tell you, you know, there's no sugarcoating. You know, it's pretty much, you know, boom, 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 and. And things happen, man, you know, and no other radio show, I can tell you, no other radio show does what I do. No, hands down, no, you know, and it benefits the artists, man. It benefits the artists, you know, and especially when you have, you know, executives on that take time out of their schedule, and knowing that I'm going to have an artist on that that's going to be worth their while to listen to. So that's
right.
That's the
right,
main
right.
thing. And again, I wouldn't be telling you this if I wasn't feeling your track, and I'm feeling you.
Right.
I was feeling your music from the beginning, so you know.
Yep.
And
sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Ralph.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just agreeing out loud with you, bro.
Oh, okay, okay.
The head started nodding. Once you got the head nodding, I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, especially a DJ. When you get like, you know, like Ralph said, especially me, I'm the same way. And then I heard a little bit of scratching in, you know, in the track and everything. I was like, okay, all right, yeah, you got me now. You know, and I'm one of those DJs that love the scratch. I'm a scratch DJ before I blend and mix. Yeah, I love the.
Ah! Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I love
leave
to hear
it to
the bird.
My ears on that one, man.
Yeah. I like to hear the bird chirp. I like to hear the bird chirp. You know what I mean? Yeah,
my man.
Yeah, and I think one of the best at it was UTFO's DJ, Mixmaster ICE. Yeah,
Mixmaster.
I think he was one of the best. You know, I mean, you got Jazzy Jeff, you got Preem, you know, but I think ICE was one of the best, no hands down. Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, I love that. I love that, man. Y'all are dope, man. Y'all are really, really dope. I appreciate you guys having me on your platform, for real.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, man, like I said, man, I don't try to outdo other radio stations and things like that. Everybody has their own lane, but I can go back, you know, I could tell you, man, at one time I would never play independent artists on my show, man. Real talk. When I first started out 10 years ago, I just strictly old school hip hop, old school R&B, reggae, you know what I'm saying? And then one of the homeboys was like, yo, man, DJ Sean, your show will blow up if you start playing independent music. I said, man, I ain't playing that shit, man. He said, man, listen, I'm going to sing you some music. I'm going to sing you some music, and I want you to just take time out and listen to it. I said, all right, man. I said, for you, I'm going to listen to it. Same thing I know, man, I've listened to these independent artists, man. I was like, I'm feeling this. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, they need a platform. So then I just started opening up the doors. You know, now I had them on one night. Now I got independent artists on three nights a week now, man. Sunday, Monday, and Thursdays. Yeah, here on
that's
the show. Sometimes.
Wow, man.
And then sometimes I bring in old school artists from back in the day, and they come on, and they listen to the new indie artists as well, man. Kev, was you on the show where Dave Tolliver from was you on
Black
the show?
Street?
No, Dave Tolliver from Men at Large.
Come on. Men at Large.
Yeah, actually, kid from Brooklyn. Actually, is getting ready to work with this kid from Brooklyn that I had on the show, man. Yeah.
That's dope. That's hot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, these are the things that I'm able to bring to the show, you know, and one is networking. That's a key thing, networking. Because,
biggest thing.
You know, everybody don't have anything to do now because of this virus thing, man. So these dudes, if they free, they'll call in and be on the line with me, man. Like I said, you never know who I'll have on the line, who else I'll have on the line. I'm only going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, but I might invite a guest on, and nobody don't even know who that he or she is on until that night, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I do because I can. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this, man. You know, I'll let MJ know I want you back, and I'll let her know what day. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go to a commercial, and Ralph, I'm gonna put you and Scotty Mack in the green room, so you guys can go ahead and exchange information. No one's not gonna be able to hear you guys as I do this commercial. Let me find the commercial.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and put you guys back there now, so all you have to do is say hello. And then you guys can do your thing. And I'm going to go ahead into this commercial.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at airbit.com/SCOOTBEATZ. And that's airbit.com/Scoop Beats. Also on beatstars.com/SCOOTBEATZ. That's beatstars/Scoop Beats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/ Scoop Beats Music Group. That's facebook.com/ Scoop Beats Music Group. Y'all have a blessed one.
All right, this is the plug. It's the plug, you guys. Documentary radio show with yours truly, DJ Sean, along with guest DJ. DJ Ralph is in the house, and the spotlight tonight is on MC Scotty Mac, all the way from Strong Island, Annieville, here on Hilltop Radio Show, man.
You all right?
Let's change gears real quick, man. As a young black man, in this world, man, how do you feel about this George Floyd incident, man?
Oh, man. You know, so many emotions come to, you know, when I originally saw it. I was sitting here at home, and I had seen the video at the time. And I, let's put it this way, when I saw it and I was listening to the horror in this man's voice as he was slowly being killed in broad daylight in the middle of the street, I honestly can tell you I don't think I didn't make it through the whole video because I was getting angrier and angrier by the second.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fiance, she texted me and she said that she was in the back seat, in the back seat of the car coming home from work crying. And when my lady tells me she's headed home crying from this, you know that hurts me because I was already angry. Now I'm angrier because the woman I love is now upset because of something as reprehensible as what we saw happen. And the fact that it happened for everybody to see, and the fact that this man had a knee in the back of George Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes. And then this man, poor George Floyd, was unresponsive for almost 3 of those minutes. It just brought up all these types of emotions that I had seen from so many other incidents. We still had not even had a chance to really process Ahmaud Arbery yet. We still hadn't had a chance to really sit down and process what happened to Breonna Taylor. We're still upset about what happened with Trayvon Martin and Sean Bell and Walter Scott and Sandra Bland and Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. We're still angry about all these other things that happened. And then for the brutality to be perpetuated, yet again, it just sent everybody, including myself, over the edge. And that's when we felt like it was finally time for us to do more than what we had been doing. And we've been doing this. We've been saying this. But the part that really gets me, that really got me, was the fact that now people of other races are now seeing our fight that we have been speaking of for decades, generation after generation, and now we are banding together to come up with a solution in peaceful protest. I will say this. I was not a fan in the beginning. I was not a fan at all of the rioting. And the reason why is because why are we tearing down our own communities for something that happened? But I will say this. While I wasn't a fan of it, I understood the anger.
Mm-hmm.
I understood it. I think we all understood where the anger was coming from. I just didn't think it was right to start tearing up your own community that you have to live in because you're angry. I didn't think that was right. But you could certainly understand where it was coming from. And it's made me realize that I need to be more in tune and more in touch with who I am as a black male. I have to be more in tune with that. My fiance, I have a college degree in black history. So, you know, I went back and I've been looking at some of the books I had in college, and I've been reading and watching videos just to get on my study again, because I realized that the plight of the black male has never stopped. But the problem is that there's a system that's trying to cut us off from what it is that we are capable of. And we need to change that system. And I loved, I don't know if you all saw it, but I loved the video of George Floyd's daughter Gianna on Steven Jackson's shoulders, and he said to her, "What did your daddy do?" And he said, "And this beautiful 6-year-old princess says, my daddy changed the world."
Yeah,
and I was like, I said, that is a beautiful moment right there. A 6-year-old girl sitting there saying, my daddy changed the world. And he now, there's a lot that still needs to happen, but I think that was such a poignant point because look at the world. Look at how the world is all coming together for the plight of what happened with this one black man in Minnesota.
The main thing that what we have to do is to complete, to make it, changing the world and completing it is everybody. We got to make these young adults go, if they can get up and play PlayStation and write, no disrespect to you, write raps and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and this and that, and your parents go to the store and buy a birthday card, put a voter registration card in there, you know, let them fill out a voter registration card. It's free.
Oh,
show
man.
Them.
Yes.
18. Give them to get up off their lazy butts and do something that needs to be done. We have to get out there and vote like crazy, because if we don't, the next 4 years we're going to be in a race war with this man still president. I'm telling you.
Yes. Oh my goodness, you are saying it all, because I watched a video of a young black woman in the Bronx who was yelling at white protesters who were rioting and destroying the community, and she said, and I kid you not, what you just said, man, she said, if you want to try to make some type of real change, make sure you are registered to vote.
Vote. I'm a shift to DJ Ralph. DJ Ralph, I know you serve the country and everything. As a veteran, how do you feel about your command? You know, your opinion. How you feel about the commander in chief today in the White House, man?
I think my lack of answer gives you your answer.
Okay.
It is what it is. And I will tell you this. I am registered to vote, and I pray that the young men and women that are currently serving, still going to these hot spots and doing these things in the name of our country, they deserve better leadership. And
yeah.
I'm going to do my best in November to help them get that.
Yes. Yes.
I'll just leave it there.
Because when you're in charge and you throw tantrums and things aren't your way, now you want to get the military involved into something small. You know what I'm saying? You should have got the military involved when you needed them involved. But to bring military into America because of something that you should be fixing. You should be in Barr's office and saying, look, we need this fixed. You need to get up off your behind and go to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Get this fixed with the state attorney general. Meet with the government. Find a better solution.
Uh-huh.
But he wants to be
Twitter.
He's in front of a church that he doesn't attend with the Bible upside down. You know, he's bringing the National Guards in, clearing a path to go to a church that the church people told, you know, the father said, You don't even attend the church, and now you're making the church look bad. You know, through social media. No, you should be over there, Department of Justice, in Barr's ass, get your ass up there to Minnesota and fix the damn problem. That's what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or take your ass down there to Georgia and get that problem fixed. Or take your ass over there to Tacoma, Washington, and get that problem fixed.
That's
right. Us taxpayers, we pay these people in their positions where they at. Just because you giving a, $1,200 check, you think that's you know, you think people are going to come out and vote for you? No. That's just pimp money. And what people are going to do with that, if they free money, people are going to take free money. If you're going to send $2,100 or $1,200 to my account, damn right I'm going to take it. I'm going to spend it. What's damn needed? Damn right on what's damn needed. All my damn bills is caught up. Hell yeah. You want to send me another $1,200 for next month? I can pay my rent. Keep sending it.
There you go.
You're stimulating.
There you go.
Hell, that's what it's sent for. Yep.
Keep doing that. But the problem is, the man is a certified narcissist. He cannot do anything. Kid you not. Y'all saw what he did a couple of weeks ago at the press conference in the Rose Garden when he sat there and he was talking about we're talking about coronavirus, and he was speaking to a reporter of Asian descent and talked about coronavirus, looking at her, and then said to her, and then the woman asked him, why were you looking at me when you said that? He skipped over what she said and then turned his behind around and left the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, are you seriously?
Let me say, his whole the problem is, man, he has a hard-on. He actually has a hard-on because of what Obama brought to the country, because of what Obama did for the people. This man has nightmares about Obama. If you want to be like Obama so bad, start changing your ways. Maybe people will find you fit to do what you want to do. But, you know, when you rallying, you know, white supremacy, Nazis, you know, Peckerwoods and KKK, skinheads, you know, these people have been here for way before we got here. And they were created for the slaves, for the slavery. And they're still here. Because here's the thing. When this man was on the back of this man's neck, the other two officers asked him, can we turn him to his side? He said no, that he's fine where he's at. So that police officer is a bully. And these other two police officers that were holding this man allowed this bully to bully them. Rank, at that point in time, it ain't no such thing about rank. That point in time is about what's right and what's wrong. He was wrong.
Yes.
If I was a police officer, I would have knocked him on his ass and put that and today we wouldn't even be what we're in today. Yeah, I'll take it up with the commander and this and that, but those cops, they deserve to be charged because they were stupid. And to give this man second degree and only charge them with second degree and manslaughter, that's a bunch of BS. I would have charged the four with second degree, but him, he should be having first degree murder. First degree. That's cold blood.
I'm telling
and then you,
you
have and then
blood.
You have then you have a state you have a state medical examiner that stood up there and lied about what he found. Come on.
That's right.
Everything's in cahoots.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't know, someone in the coroner's office did correct that, because I guess they, when they put it out again, or put out the results, they said that the cause of that it was homicide. They did say that.
They had to go to they went to two other private coroner, private medical examiners, and they both said the same thing. It was homicide. Both of them.
But it took them a day or two to go back and recharge the man, and then they bring the other ones in. That's, you know what, man, it's hidden racism everywhere. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. who. It really don't matter in November. The real election in November is the presidency of the United States, man. That's all that matters to me. I can care less about everybody else here in the state of North Carolina. My vote is my Democratic vote, and that's the way I'm going with it. I can't do another 4 years of this BS, man, because, you know, I got grandkids. I got two daughters and four granddaughters. I got to figure out what's going to happen to them next 4 years if this clown still stays in office.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing for me is, other than one thing I'm blessed to be, other than a artist, is I'm a school teacher. So being a school teacher of black and brown children, that's why I work in Brooklyn. You know, I had my students talking to me, you know, doing this online learning. I have my students talking to me about their feelings about what's happening. And what I have to tell everybody is, listen, y'all, if you're listening to this right now, listen. Children are a lot smarter than everyone gives themselves credit for. They have a lot of things to say. They just don't know how to say them.
Right.
But they come to me and they say it, and I have to tell them that whatever you're saying, however you're feeling, is justified. And then what I do tell them also is that, listen, I'm my generation, the generation before me, and the generation before them. They're going to be relying a lot on your generation to help affect some type of change, because you all are the future leaders You all are the ones that have to find a way to find a better way than what we've been doing to affect some type of change. It's starting to happen now, but you all have to be the ones to keep it going. Once it's here,
right.
don't let anybody take this momentum away from us, because eventually all of us are going to be getting too old to be out there marching around saying that we want change, especially if the change hasn't happened yet. Y'all have to be the ones that keep the change going.
All right.
And my students understand that.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to. They understand it.
Yeah.
They just don't know
yeah.
how to do it because they're young.
That's right.
And I said, yo, don't worry, you will. Don't worry, you will.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, we've seen with the unrest and the protesting, this generation, they stepped up, and like you said, they probably never have been faced with anything like this, and they stepped up and figured it out and did what they had to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. All right.
Right,
this is a plug documentary radio show. Everybody, I know we took a left turn, but you know that's how it is sometimes on radio.
Yeah.
Good radio.
Much needed.
Cool, man.
Yeah, we got to get the, you know, the other side of sometimes of the artist. You know, it's not always about the music, man. You always got to know who the artist is. You know, who is it? You know, outside the mic and everything. So, Scotty Mac, again, man, I want to thank you for allowing me to interview tonight, man, and in front of myself and DJ Ralph tonight, man. Your music is going to be heard. I'll tell you that. And you guys exchange information. That's a good thing. And again, Scotty Mac, where can your fans? You got new fans now. Where can your fans follow you at on the social media, man?
All right. Yeah. Again, y'all can find me on Instagram, MRMAC040. That's Mr. Mac 040 on Instagram. And then also my Facebook artist page is Scotty Mac 40. Scotty Mac 40, SCOTTYMAC40. Same thing on Twitter, Scotty Mac 40. And you also just want to give a shout out to MJ for MJ Connects for connecting me with y'all this evening. I appreciate the time. Thank you very much for your platform. Your platform was incredibly dope. Shout out to MJ for putting me on. Shout out to my label and my team, Dark Rain Royalty, for always believing in me and telling me that, you know, I'm doing the right thing and just keep it up. Shout out to my management, Rogues P, who's also the CEO of the label. And he's also my management. So shout out to my man Rogue P for just all again believing in me and giving me the right tools. Because he gives me the tools, but he tells me it's up to me to use them, and I'm using them to my advantage. And shout out to all the Scotty Mac fans, old and new. And again, shout out to Hilltop Radio for allowing me to be here. Y'all are dope. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
No problem, man. Appreciate you.
No problem.
DJ Ralph, man. One more time, man. Let everybody know where they could follow you at as well.
All right, you can find me on the web. My website for DJ Ralph Hunter Productions is www.ralphthedj.com. That's R-A-L-P-H, thedj.com. Facebook, DJ Ralph Hunter Productions. Also, Instagram is also DJ Ralph Hunter Productions. But if you really want to get at me, hit me up on that Facebook. I'll respond to you on that. I'm not too good on IG. I got to get better. I got to find me a young person to school me on it.
All right. Real quick, DJ Ralph, let the people know what type of services you do.
We do pretty much any type of event that you need. We can accommodate crowds between 200 and 600-700 people. And the quality of service that you want to get, I don't care if it's 2 or 2,000. We're going to come. We're going to set up. We're going to give you our very best service. We also provide lighting. We do have what we call a selfie style photo booth services that we have. I've really expanded my lighting in the last year. I haven't got to use it, of course, because of COVID, but really been playing around and gotten serious with the lighting game, up lighting, all that good stuff. Weddings, corporate events, parties, signings, you know, you're breaking a new song, you're having an album party, you name it. I grew up DJing for rap groups, so if you need somebody to spin while you're doing your single, I can accommodate you in that realm as well. So yeah, just look us up. It's all on the web at www.ralphthedj.com. You'll see everything that we can provide.
All right, you guys. This is DJ Sean. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we have this Black Friday, and that's our funk series here on Hilltop Radio. And we got the one and only Kenny Burke. Kenny Burke's going to be here. If guys don't know Kenny Burke, that's where Dougie Fresh sampled.
Keep rising.
Ain't no, yeah, to the top. Ain't no half stepping. Yeah. Yeah. So, Kenny Burke will be on live with us Friday night, you guys, here on Hilltop. On behalf of myself, DJ Sean, the plug, documentary radio show, my man Scotty Mack, and my man DJ Ralph, you guys have a good, awesome night. Scotty, I got your information, man, and I'm going to reach out to you. And get your mom. I want to do an interview with your mother, man. On her books and stuff like that as well, man. So I'll be hitting you up sometime tomorrow, man. And we'll go from there. Big Ralph, man. Thank you, man, for all that you do here on the Hilltop, man. When I need you, you're there, man. I appreciate your time and whatnot, man. And thank you again, man. It's really appreciated.
Not a problem. I have a blast doing it. Thanks for having me, Sean. I really do appreciate it.
All right. So you guys,
John and Rob, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
All right.
It was a pleasure. Great track.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Good music. I'm gonna get some more from you as well. Don't forget everybody tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're gonna be releasing five yellow balloons on behalf of one of my network sisters. From Chicago, Big Red Entertainment. She lost her daughter, and tomorrow she lost her daughter a year ago, innocent bystander at a party. She was shot in back of the head and died instantly. That's, you know, gun violence is crazy in Chicago right now. And tomorrow, on behalf of myself and a lot of other people that we network with, we're going to be releasing five balloons on behalf of her birthday, June the 5th, which is her birthday. She would have been 22 years old tomorrow, so unfortunately she didn't live to see it. So on behalf of here on Hilltop, we're going to be dropping balloons in the air as far as New York, We got people in New York. We got people in Texas. We got people in South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, the DMV, Delaware, and a good artist that I network with in Australia. His boxing team is going to be releasing balloons on Saturday morning because it's going to be the next day there. So we appreciate everybody that that joined us in doing that. And you guys have an awesome, again, have an awesome night. Be safe, and we'll see you here tomorrow night on the Hilltop. You guys
appreciate
have a good
it,
night.
Y'all. Peace.
All right, Sean.
Good night.
All right.
God bless.
All right, man.
Bless.
No, peace.